Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia with you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to Coach Tom Herman, the head coach from FAU, for joining us in that first segment of our second hour. Now we turn our attention to another program. Last year, UCF finding life in the new conference in the Big 12 was kind of challenging. Doesn't get any better this year, but they've added a lot of pieces, certainly in another year for this program to not only recruit locally, but nationally. Power 5 school like that certainly does a tremendous job throughout the course of a year recruiting. We not only see them here in South Florida and see them at a lot of events, but their camps attract not only kids from the state of Florida, but throughout Georgia, Alabama. We saw last year South Carolina as well. Matt Marshall covers the UCF Knights for the Orlando Sentinel. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time. Another busy spring, obviously, some new faces. How are things going out there in Orlando during the spring so far?
Yeah, it's been good so far. You know, UCF has only had three spring practices. They practiced 2 weeks ago and then had spring break, so they've taken the week off. They're coming back to things tomorrow. They kick back into gear. I think it's practice number four. But things have looked good so far. I mean, this is a program that, as you mentioned, went to the Big 12, finished 6-7. Gus Malzahn, head coach, thought that was not indicative of where they should be. You know, felt like they should be a lot better. So, you know, went out and brought in some couple new coordinators. You know, Ted Roof, who's going to be the new defensive coordinator. He brought in a new offensive coordinator and Tim Harris Jr. Yeah. And, you know, went from there. And so, you know, and they brought in some transfers and quarterback and KJ Jefferson. And so some new faces, and they've got some other guys coming back. So they're pretty upbeat about how things are going so far in spring.
You know, Matt, when you talk about coaches, I mean, and I've come to know how much difference that coaches make now. I mean, you know, I used to say, okay, well, you know, they're just coaches. Well, in Tim Harris's benefit is he's more than just a coach. He's a great recruiter. And this is somebody who knows how to, you know, sell some of the top level kids. And he's been around it. Obviously, you know, his history with his dad. Being one of the better high school coaches in the state of Florida over the years. And, you know, his brother being a coach at FAU. But he makes a difference because he knows the kids. He knows the landscape. He knows what it is to win. And obviously being a coordinator, I think that Coach Gus Malzahn saw that year that he was away, not only was he missing another mind on the football field, but also somebody to bring in some of those kids, you know, that he did in the past. Talk about that, because I know that, you know, changes in the coaching staff are always good, but bringing in somebody like Tim, who's not only well-respected, but somebody who produces, I mean, is huge for a program on the rise.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny. Tim told us the other day, we got a chance to talk with him, and he said, you know, I really haven't even gone a full year. You know, he been at UCF, you know, a couple of years ago, was the running backs coach, was co-offensive coordinator. Then he decided to leave to go back to his alma mater, you know, to go coach at Miami with the Hurricanes.
Right.
He was their running backs coach. Then decided, you know, he wanted to come back. Gus reached out to him and said, listen, we'd love to have you come back. They brought him in as an offensive coordinator. You know, Gus is going to call the plays, as we all know, but, you know, Tim's going to have a bigger voice, you know, and the idea of coming, collaborating with him on that as well. And you mentioned the recruiting factor. That's going to be huge. Tim's also taking over as receivers coach. It's something he did in high school. He talked about how that's kind of getting back to his roots, his high school roots, and that's sure. something that he really enjoys. And he was attracted to coming back to UCF because of Gus Malzahn. He said, listen, you know, Gus and I have very similar career paths. You know, Gus is a former high school coach. He's got, you know, had success in college. That's exactly what Tim feels like he's going to do. So I think all these pieces just kind of fit well for them. And I think, you know, having him come aboard, he can obviously provide his knowledge of the game. He's been around for a while. And again, that recruiting piece is always going to be huge. He's got that kind of pipeline down to South Florida. And I think that's somewhere where Gus really would like to kind of hit a little stronger and continue to build.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that the recruiting in South Florida is kind of diminished. You know, Dave Kelly, when he was there, did a tremendous job of, you know, getting a lot of the kids from South Florida as well. But you take a look at this team, and obviously, as you mentioned, KJ Jefferson coming in, somebody, another big-time talent who raises the bar at the quarterback position. But there's other guys that, have, you know, whether it be high school kids who are in their second year and ready to step up, or through the transfer portal, as you mentioned. I know it's only been a week, but have you noticed kind of an upgrade size-wise and maybe a little bit more speed added to the mix?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, in the offseason, one of the moves that Gus made was he brought in a new strength and conditioning coach. He brought in Anthony Kinsey, a guy that he had familiarity with, that he coached at one point at Arkansas State. You know, a guy that was with him at Auburn and helped kind of, you know, with the Auburn program. So we brought Kinsey in to really kind of take over this program, strength and conditioning program. And one of the things that Kinsey did right away was, you know, he said the things he noticed about this program was these guys just needed to kind of get better. They need to get bigger, stronger, faster, and they need to learn how to finish games. That was one of the things that really hurt, you know, UCF last year, his first season of the Big 12, was they really couldn't finish games. You know, they got to they would be either tied or leading going into the fourth quarter, and they just kind of run out of gas. And that's what happens when you're facing, you know, bigger, stronger players. And so, you know, that was their focus this offseason. And you've noticed the difference. Listen, RJ Harvey, the running back, showed up at one of the media sessions with just wearing like a tank top. And I mean, the guy looks like next level. I mean, he's got huge biceps. I mean, he looks like the strength and conditioning has really paid off. I think it drew a lot of social media buzz, you know, how he looks. A lot of the receivers have talked about how they're getting stronger. They want to be able to rip the ball away from defenders, you know, or make sure they can make plays. The defensive linemen have told me several times, you know, they're working on new techniques. They're doing MMA training to work on, you know, hand techniques to be able to, you know, slap away, you know, offensive linemen. So this is a group right now that is trying different things. They're trying to figure out how can we win now? You know, that's the thing that a lot of players have told us. Well, they're not going to wait to win. They want to win now, so that's why they're trying to do all these unique things.
Yeah, and you look at the schedule, obviously Oklahoma off the schedule now in the SEC, but oh, by the way, they kind of fed you a lot of the new schools like Arizona and Arizona State, get an opportunity to see Deion Sanders and Colorado at home this year as well. Challenging schedule. Cincinnati, as you know, they become like rivals. You know, they may proximity wise, they're not, you know, close, but just through the years, they've battled, you know, for titles and such. And TCU is going to be a really, really good event in Iowa State, you know, which has a Floridian at quarterback and Rocco Becht, who's done a tremendous job there. And then, oh, by the way, that October 5th trip up to Gainesville to play University of Florida, which I know that down the line they want to play them enough, you know, where – and I don't blame them. You need to play it. Talk about the schedule. I think, you know, other than, you know, you open it up obviously against New Hampshire and Sam Houston, who are pretty good. I mean, they're not anywhere near the level that you're going to face, but then you kind of run into the gauntlet with TCU and, as I mentioned, Colorado and Florida. It doesn't get any easier after that Sam Houston game.
Yeah, not really. You know, but I think compared to this past year where they were on the road, what was it, six times? They traveled 17,000 miles. I think Gus has said this is a much better schedule for them. You know, yeah, you're right. You know, I think that TCU game is going to be big in week three. They luckily get a bye afterwards before they're at home, you know, to take on Colorado and Deion Sanders. That game's, I think, going to be a must-see, probably major TV, you know, type of a situation. They go up the road to play Florida. I think that's going to be big. But, you know, then you look at the road games after that. I think they feel like they're not so – it's not so daunting. You know, yes, you're at Iowa State, and yes, you're at Arizona State and West Virginia, but, you know, there are moments where they feel like these are programs that are not upper echelon just yet. You know, I mean, that you're going to have a chance maybe to kind of to maybe get a couple wins there. I think to me where you're going to have some challenges are, I think the BYU game on October 26th is going to be interesting. BYU always plays tough, even on the road. Arizona was going to probably be that game. But again, you know, with Jed Fish moving on to Washington, you're not sure exactly what that team is going to be like.
And I Utah, definitely.
Yeah, the game I got circled is Utah. I mean, Utah's won the Pac-12, you know, what, three of the last 4 years. That's going to be a tough game for them at home. And it's a Thanksgiving weekend game. So, you know, I mean, I think there's going to be a big challenge there. So, I mean, yes, the schedule has had some ups and places that they're going to keep an eye on. But I think they feel like there's an opportunity here maybe to make some more noise in year two.
Yeah, no doubt. Spring game, April 12th on a Friday, obviously, 7 o'clock. Everybody's playing their spring games before the 15th, which is the opening of the portal. So I guess they want to find out. And, you know, some programs are over on scholarships. And obviously that's kind of a pink slip day for a lot of these kids, you know. And if you're going to build, you got to upgrade, obviously. Matt, let everybody know how they can follow you from your social media and also from the website.
Yeah, then go to OrlandoSentinel.com to get the latest, or follow me on social media at OS Matt Rochelle. You mentioned, a lot of stuff going on. Spring practice picks up again this week. We've got a feature on Tim Harris, as we just talked about, coming up tomorrow. And, you know, I think it's going to be interesting next 4 or 5 weeks as UCF kind of tries to lay the foundation for this next year.
Good stuff. Matt, I can't thank you enough. We'll catch up maybe towards the end of spring, see how things progress.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Good stuff. Matt Rochelle from the Orlando Sentinel. He covers UCF and does a really good job. Now, it's kind of an exciting thing to be a part of all that, especially because they're a Power Five program, and you always want to make sure that you have an opportunity to play some of the best, and they are playing the best. And like we said, that some of those games, as he said, Utah is one of them. That's towards the end of the season. The trip to University of Florida and playing the Gators, that's gonna be a pretty decent contest as well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.